We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle, presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill.
Great tackle! Look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, it's good to have you along tonight here on Buffs Prime Time as we come to you from Corelli's of Boulder. Yeah, Bill, come on up. You can, It's 1 hour of Colorado basketball talk. The Colorado men coming off a split this past weekend. They dropped one, a painful one, on Thursday night in Eugene, Oregon to then number 17, Oregon, and then bounced back with a nice win on Saturday night. In fact, a dominating win, 22-point victory, 69-47 is to knock off the Beavers and pay back OSU for that tough loss earlier this season back home. Colorado now 20-6 on the season, right now tied for first place in the Pac-12 with five games remaining. We got a good show lined up. Point guard, yeah, give him a round of applause. Why wouldn't you? Buffs did drop to number 18 after the loss to Oregon. They dropped to number 18 this week. However, the net this morning, Colorado number 11 in the country this morning. McKinley Wright's going to be with us here tonight. So we got the junior point guard for the Colorado Buffaloes. He'll join us. J.R. Payne, oh, that was a tough one yesterday at the event center. When she comes, I think she's here. Everyone give her a hug today. Well, yeah, that was just, that was really hard. My goodness, her team played hard and well against the 8th-ranked Stanford Cardinal and came out on the short end of the a last-second shot. We've got Bill Greer here, assistant coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. He's joining us. Give Bill a round of applause. Assistant coach for the Buffs.
Thank you.
And let's see, you had the scout for the Oregon State game over the weekend, so how about you going 1-0 over the weekend? Man.
Yeah, well, our guys, I really felt our players responded after a tough one at Oregon, especially after we had outplayed them for 34, 35 minutes of that game.
Right.
It was a tough loss to have, and I give our players credit. They really responded. Probably one of our better defensive efforts of the year, and it was a much, much needed win to get the split on the road.
Yeah, how did you guys come away from the game on Thursday night? Like you said, 35 minutes, Colorado was with a better team up by, what, 9, I think it was, at the half?
Yeah, we were up 12 in the second half,
yeah.
And, you know, with a lot of time. I mean, 12 points isn't a lot with 14, 15 minutes to go in the game, but felt like we were outplaying them, and You know, they really, I felt, ratcheted up the pressure with their press. We had done such a good job against it here at home, and it got turned up, and we didn't attack it maybe as well as we had done at home.
Sure.
To beat them here, and then they really did a good job on the offensive glass. Two areas we really felt we had to handle against them were taking care of the glass and taking care of the ball, and we didn't do a very good job of either, especially the last 8 to 10 minutes of the game.
You know, the one thing that game really kind of illustrated, because they had 12 offensive rebounds of Buffalo's in that ball game, ended up winning the rebounding battle, didn't you? I think by 3, plus 3 overall. But they had 12 offensive rebounds and 9 of them by 2 guards. And it just kind of illustrates that point. It's not always the biggest, highest jumping guy out there gets a rebound, does it?
Yeah, I thought their 2 guards, Peyton, Pritchard, and Will, just really carried them in that game.
Right.
Not just scoring the ball, but like you said, rebounding the ball and just their competitiveness. It's hard when you're guarding a guy and he's trying to make a move to the rim and he goes up to shoot the ball and you've kind of done your job, and yet he ends up with the ball off the rebound.
Right.
And that's happened to us a little bit this year and certainly did in a couple other league games. But got to give them credit. I mean,
right.
they really, those two guards really played well. As a team, our goal is to get 80%. That's our team goal of all the defensive rebounds. So when we're on defense, the shot goes up. Our goal to be one of the best rebounding teams in the country. If you're at 80% or higher, you're doing a really good job. At Oregon State, we were 93%.
Right.
At Oregon, we were 69%.
There you go.
So, you know, it's right there in the numbers.
It's amazing the numbers, and Bill talks about there's one of the numbers you're always shooting for. You're always looking to go plus 8 overall.
Yeah, plus rebounding. 8. It's an easy, quick burn. You can just look at the stat sheet, right?
There you go. You're always looking to hold the opposition to 40% or below.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
For the field. Turnover, what? You got about a 10 or 11 number there most of the time?
Yeah, 12 or less
okay,
would be ideal.
It's amazing how frequently those numbers are an indicator of a victory, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we have a number of game goals we have. We have, I think, 9 that we chart. And the Oregon State game, we hit 6 of 9. The Oregon game, we hit 1.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
You know, they're benchmarks that we set to give our players an idea of what we're shooting for there. And you know, it's obviously proof in the pudding. And I think Coach Boyle over his time here at Colorado is something like 70 and maybe 5 when we've held a team to 40% or less field goal percentage
right.
and have been
right.
plus 8 on the glass. So that's
crazy.
The 2 that we really look at.
Yeah, it's crazy how frequently if they hit those 2 numbers, though the winning percentage is like 97% or
yeah.
something.
It's
a crazy number. Is this team learning to be the hunted now? Tad's talked a little bit about that, about how as good as you guys are this season, when the Buffs show at a gym, all of a sudden the crowd's a little more raucous. It seems like the opposition's playing one of their better games of the year. Is this team understanding that?
Yeah, I think it's taken them some time, but I think they are. You know, you're going to get everybody's best shot.
Yeah.
So you have to have your A game ready to go to take them on, especially when you go on the road. And I think it's a challenge for a team that's never been through it before. And so we've had some ups and downs dealing with that. But I think this team has learned, especially the last couple of weeks, like, okay, we've got to really be ready in every single game we go out
on the floor. If you're going to play for a championship, right now there are
what,
4 teams tied in the loss column. So Oregon and Colorado got the half-game lead over the 2 Arizona schools. The Oregons are at Arizona, I think,
they
this
are,
weekend.
Yes, so. Yes, they are.
And then right behind those 2 are the 2 L.A. schools, which are coming to town this weekend to take on the Buffaloes in their last homestand of the season. Now, that game on Thursday night, it's awful tough with guys like Tyler Bay and McKinley Wright. If you don't get a single point from them in the second half, that becomes a very tough way to win a ball game, doesn't it, for Colorado?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, your leading scorers when they don't score in the second half, and you got to give credit to the other team. They did a really good job taking them away and keeping Tyler off the glass and keeping McKinley out of the lane. So it does make it tough, but it'd make it tough for any team.
Sure.
You take the 2 best scorers on any team and keep them scoreless at a in the second half, it's going to be hard to win a game.
You know, I thought the defensive job that McKinley did on Pritchard was outstanding. And Pritchard, I think, had 15 when it's all said and done, a couple of old by-the-way buckets late in the ballgame. Bill, you've been around this game a long time. Is he as good as anybody on ball as there is in the Pac-12 right now?
Yeah, I think he is. I think when Ken's dialed in, he is a lockdown defender. And, you know, the crazy thing about him is you can put him on a point guard, or you can put him on a 6'8",
He was guarding Trace Tinkle on Sunday.
Trace Tinkle, you know, coach really wanted to do. He felt it would catch them off guard. And McKinley, he's really strong. He doesn't let a bigger guy back him down in the post. I don't think Trace scored in the post on him at all when he was matched up. And he, because of his speed and quickness, he kind of got up under his chin a little bit and had him frustrated. And like you say, in the Oregon game, amazing job on Peyton.
Yep.
And we were, quite honestly, we were worried going into the next game. He had expended so much energy in that game on trying to lock down Peyton that we were worried about him for the next game. But
right.
To his credit, he responded. And really, I felt like he had our team so locked in defensively, you know. And then his stat line, you look at his stat line from the Oregon State game, it was really impressive.
Yeah, it really was spectacular. I mean, we talked so much about Tyler after the game. He had 21 points and 15 rebounds, so his stat line was unbelievable. But look at McKinley's in that game. He played 34 minutes and 21 seconds. He had 13 points. He had 10 rebounds. He's only 6 feet tall, by the way.
Right.
Had 10 rebounds. He had 2 of 6 from downtown. He had 6 assists and no turnovers and a steal.
I know. That's an impressive. His floor game, his stat line, you know, he almost had a triple-double. He was 4 assists away from a triple-double without a turnover. I mean, that's impressive.
It's hard to overstate how important he is for our team, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No. He's really good.
He's really good, and he's fun to coach, and you know, he brings it every day at practice. He's a joy to coach.
You know, they were talking here. Tana had a chat about this a week or so ago. They were bragging on Peyton Pritchard, who's an outstanding player for Oregon. And I think he's on pace to go 1,500, 500, 550.
Yeah.
And if you look at McKinley's numbers, coming back as a senior, he's on pace to go like 1,800, 700, 700.
Yeah.
Those are unbelievable.
They really are.
For a college player.
They really are. Yeah. As a guard, and the way he rebounds the ball for his size is, I've never, 29 years, I've never been around a guard that does the things he does in the glass.
Right. His shot really seems to be coming. I don't know what it is after the game the other night. I know coming into this one, I'd written it down, because early in the season, that three-point shooting number was, it was always sitting for much of his career in a 32-33 percentage range. He has moved up now. He's at 37% coming into that ballgame. That shot's coming along, and he's being more aggressive with it.
Well, all credit to him for the amount of work in the offseason he put in. You know, once he got back from the shoulder surgery, and really since he's been here, he's put in a lot of time on it, and it's progressed. But I think, here, once we've gotten into conference, he's gotten more confident with it. He's hit some really big ones, and, I think his percentages have climbed because of – you put in the work, it'll pay off for you.
That says something, though. There are guys, and, when Scott and I get ready for a game, we're always looking at the numbers and breaking everything down, and what are we going to talk about in this broadcast or that broadcast. There are some guys who are very good all-conference caliber players that they'll come into conference play, and those numbers are padded a little bit because of some of the
sure.
And they'll start to tail off as the year goes on in conference play. McKinley's have gotten better. And there are certain guys you see that from. That says something about what kind of player. Because in a conference slate like this, you know, game in and game out, you're playing top-level competition every game.
Yeah, and I think a lot what happens is some players, the grind of the season, they start to wear out and fatigue becomes a factor. I mean, I look at Trace Tinkle. He is such a good player.
Yeah.
But if you look at his minutes within all the players in the Pac-12, I think he's top 5 in minutes played.
Sure.
And he just seems like he's getting a little fatigued, and his shooting percentages have come down. He's a much better shooter than he really has numbers indicate right now. McKinley, I think, is playing a lot of minutes as well, and yet I think because of his shape, his conditioning, his will, you know, the time he puts in on his shooting, his numbers have continued to climb.
Yeah, it's been awful impressive. McKinley's going to join us here in a couple of minutes. Bill Greer, assistant coach for the Buffaloes, is filling in for Tad Boyle here tonight. You know where Tad is, don't you?
I
mean,
I honestly don't.
Don't you? Well, Boulder and Fairview are playing tonight.
Oh, that's right. I did know that.
They're undefeated in conference play, and Pete is a senior.
Yes.
And so we said to Tad, go watch your son play tonight. So we got Bill in here for one more segment. McKinley Wright, J.R. Payne still to come. We're at Corelli's of Boulder right here at Baseline and 30th. Always a great spot to come on out and see us between 7 and 8 on Monday nights or anytime. One other quick timeout. We'll come back in Buzz Primetime after this. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 basketball is back on SiriusXM, and we've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 radio from hosts like Eddie House, Evan Moore, and Sean Farnham, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12Hoops.
Hey, Buff fans! Google is teaming up this year with Vision Zero and would like to encourage everyone to approach traffic safety in a fundamentally different way that promotes safe travel for all. Let's all commit to safe street, safe speeds, safe vehicles, and safe people. Remember that traffic collisions are preventable and even one fatality is too many. Together, we can make a difference in our communities. Thank you, and go Buffs! Supported by Google, Vision Zero, and Ralphie's Green Stampede. Hey, Buff fans, we're excited to announce our partnership with Siltahar Motors. Siltahar has been locally owned for almost 60 years, and they're proud supporters of CU. Whether you're in the market for your first car to your dream car, visit sthmotors.com or call 303-469-1801 or come see the team. Located off Highway 36 in Wadsworth in Broomfield, the Siltahar team will make the buying process simple and stress-free. Go Buffs!
At First Bank, we've taken a people-first approach since we first opened our doors back in 1963. Because we believe that good means taking care of our customers, not just their accounts. That's what banking for good is really all about. I feel like I should specify something. When we say we care for you, we don't mean like feed you and dress you and other stuff like that. You're on your own there. Boundaries are important. Go to eFirstBank.com to open an anywhere account today. First Bank. Banking for good. Member FDIC.
You know, there are lots of influencers out there, but Miller Lite prefers the groupfluencer. Yeah, that friend who goes the extra mile by using their influence just to get the group together. The one who would rather tell stories than upload them. The one who sends real beer to the table instead of sending texts with emoji beers. The friend who chooses to have Miller time over group chat time. Every group has its groupfluencer, and you can be one tonight. Get the original light beer and get your group of friends together. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With 6 Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Back once again on Buzz Prime Time. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder. Our gracious host every Monday night from 7 until 8 o'clock. They've been the host of the program for Good. It's many, many years. And by the way, we've only got two shows left after this. We've got a show before the Bay Area games next week, and then before the Utah game. And then, of course, we're off to Vegas for the Pac-12 Conference Tournament. It has gone quickly, hasn't it? Only five regular season games remaining for the Buffaloes. So we continue. Bill Greer's filling in for Tad Boyle tonight. McKinley Wright still to come. J.R. Payne going to join us. We've had so many questions about it. I want to ask you, because you're on the sideline yesterday, or on Saturday, rather. On FS1, they did the all-access. And I think from a fan perspective, it was fascinating to see kind of what goes on in those huddles. Because for you guys, right, most of the time you probably sit there and think, are they coaching it all out there, right? We hear you. And now you see all the directions going on. So I can't imagine that's something that coaches would like to do a whole lot.
Probably not, much more than once. Ever.
There you go. Yes, that's right. And tell them why, because people think, well, that's really neat. We'd like to see it all the time.
It's
there's a lot of intel that's going out there.
There is a lot of intel. Things that are said in the huddle, whether it's about how you're defending an opponent or what you're trying to do to an opponent or your specific call for a certain set that not only the team that you play that's going to watch film, but all the other teams in the league that maybe they don't have all your calls or know exactly what it is you're trying to do out there. And
right.
And so, I mean, there's that part of it. I mean, we were doing things like Tad would point to a play call. I'd go in the huddle, tell him what it was. And it was kind of funny. McKinley and I had a little exchange because I went in and told him, and when coach came in the huddles, okay, everybody know the play call? And McKinley blurted it out. And I looked at him like, hey, we're trying to keep this off the air, buddy. He's like, oh, my bad.
I did on Saturday. So we're sitting there, and we go to our final commercial break before the tip-off and the starting lineups. And Tad was standing in front of me, and I took my headphone aside. I said, hey, your mom's watching. Clean it up tonight, right?
It didn't take him long to get on the officials.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Which I think was probably fascinating for you guys as well, wasn't it? To hear Ted kind of going back and how he's working the officials a little bit.
I think from a fan standpoint, it probably is pretty fascinating to hear all what goes on. My daughter hated it. My 10-year-old daughter.
Did she really?
Because she loves commercials. So there weren't any commercials. Actually, you know, Fox, I think, that's the second or third time they've done it this year, and they take a loss on the game because there are no commercials.
Exactly,
so
right.
They're just trying to provide a unique fan experience, and certainly I think it is.
I think it was kind of funny. I had a guy drop me a message on social media, and he said it was fascinating to watch and see the behind the scenes. He said, I thought it was really interesting. Wayne Tinkle swears a lot more than Tad does. And I said, well, Tad was up by 20 points. Now, if it was reversed, it might not be that way.
No question.
But good stuff out there. Hey, by the way, that game the other day, you guys all saw too much behind the scenes with Deshaun Schwartz out there taking the. Was it a ball or an elbow? What hit
it? It was actually the heel of Reichel's hand. It was a kind of incidental play where his hand came through as he was trying to shoot it. He lost control of the ball and it caught him in the nose. So, you know, I think today he's shot with a mask on. He'll be fine.
Right. That was a crazy
The swelling at the game looked pretty bad.
It did.
But today it didn't look that bad.
Is he getting the raccoon eyes yet?
He hasn't yet. So, I think he'll be fine, and it'll just be an adjustment with the mask just to protect him, but he'll be able to go.
It was one of those things that, and I don't know how much they saw that on television because it was, you know, 20 feet to my left over there. It was coming out. They take the locker room. They get everything plugged up, and you come back out. And then it would start coming out, and they went back in. And about the third time it came out, they thought he had it stopped and he sneezed. And, you know, that's when they finally said, okay, I don't think you're playing anymore here tonight. So, big weekend for the Buffaloes now. We talk about the four teams tied the loss column right behind one game in the loss column behind of the two L.A. schools.
Yeah.
And we've got them coming to town this weekend. And, well, this time of year, every single ball game is huge anyway.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Every single one of them is a huge game, and especially with what's at stake. Mm-hmm. I think SC is one of the most talented teams in the conference, and you know, our guys really responded on the road after we lost to UCLA and came out and really got after them defensively and shut them down. And I'm sure their coaches have reminded them and will remind them about it all the way leading up to the game. But, you know, if we have the right mindset like we did then, we'll be fine in this game. And then the game on Saturday is a team that you know, I give Coach Cronin credit that for what he's done. They've won 5 of 6.
They've really turned that thing.
And you know what he's done is he's taken a talented group that really didn't particularly like to play defense, and he's got them playing really hard at the defensive end, and you know, just impressed with what he's done, and UCLA always has really talented players. Exactly, so both of these teams are extremely talented, and you know, we're going to have to play well to beat them both here at home.
You know, I think about that game just a few weeks ago there when we were in Los Angeles. Coming off a disappointing loss, a very winnable ball game at UCLA a couple of nights before. And I always think with ball games like that, I always think of the great Bill McCartney line we've all heard a million times, right? The mental is to physical is 4 is to 1.
Yeah.
Right? Tad uses that with the team now, as we've talked about it. But it really shows when the Buffs are dialed in. I really can say this about any team, can't you, Bill? I mean, when they're dialed in and playing with energy and a sharpness and an edge, how good this team can be.
Yeah, I mean, when we are like that, We can beat anybody. Yeah. There's nobody in the country. I feel like we can beat anybody.
Sure.
We have Dayton. Dayton, we had an edge and we were dialed in, and so, you know, it's when they're focused and they know the task at hand, they've been really good. And we really haven't had many hiccups,
you know,
where we haven't been ready or you know, one or two, but for the most part, it's hard. It's a long season. I mean, you think about it. You're saying that it's gone by fast. It seems like 2 years ago we were in China.
That's right.
It's been a long year. And so for them, it's a long, long season to continually stay dialed in mentally. It's hard.
That really is a sign, though, of a mature team. When they start to fight that mental fatigue and understand how we have to get up for a game.
Well, that's the beauty of experience, is you have a group that has been through being freshmen and being on the road and fatigue and growing and having more success as sophomores, and now as a group mainly of juniors, you're relying on that experience. They know what it takes.
Sure.
They know how to manage their bodies better, you know, outside of practice, outside of a game. So all those are factors in winning games and being consistent.
This time of year with a team that's got this kind of experience, do you have to coach them as much as you would a younger team?
No, you know, like last two Mondays, we have not gone a normal practice. We've done more of just a shooting practice, trying to save their legs, keep them fresh mentally. You know, it's a grind on them, not just physically, but the mental side of it when you're watching film a couple days a week and going through the grind of a practice. So, you know, Mondays have been days here as of late where we've just got shots up and really done nothing from a physical standpoint where they're contact and really nothing from a mental standpoint, from a film or a preparation standpoint.
Well, we've got a couple of big ones this week. Get your tickets. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, this group, but get your tickets, 303-49-BUFFS. Go to CUBUFFS.com. We'd love to see a couple of sellouts on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and then, of course, well, Saturday's senior day anyway, so get on out there so we can cheer on
a couple of good seniors.
Shane Gatling and Lucas Seaton playing their final game at home, and then three on the road after that. Bill, appreciate you being here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
All right, Bill Greer, assistant coach for the Buffaloes. We'll go ahead and take a time out. They've got USC coming to town on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Our coverage in the network is underway at 6:30. The point guard, McKinley Wright, is going to join us next. Here at Corelli's, this is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Students can count on good reading and science skills to take them far in life. Who understands this better than IBM? That's why they sponsor the Read with the Buffs and Try Science programs. Through Read with the Buffs, CU student athletes visit schools to get kids more interested in boosting their reading skills. Parents, you can get involved with your child's education to help ignite their creativity by visiting teacherstryscience.org/kids. Read with the Buffs and Try Science. IBM connects with kids.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Your kids aren't just a little you. They're different. They have faster heart rates. Their bones are growing. They breathe faster. They metabolize medication differently. They're more sensitive to radiation. They have trouble communicating what hurts, and they heal faster. Which means that when they need to go to a hospital, they need one just for them. At Children's Hospital Colorado, we know just how different kids are from adults. And that changes everything about the way we treat them. Kids are incredibly different. That's why they need incredibly different care. Children's Hospital Colorado. Here, it's different.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
And it's time for our players segment tonight on Buzz Primetime as we come to you from Corelli's of Boulder here at Baseline at 30th in Boulder, Colorado, around here Mondays from 7 until 8 o'clock. The point guard out of North Robbinsdale, Minnesota, Minneapolis area, McKinley Wright, number 25, joining us here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Man. They talk about Spencer Dinwiddie being the mayor. You walk in here, and it's, you know, high fives and pats in the back. Yeah, you look like you're having fun right now playing basketball.
Yeah, I'm having some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. You know, this group is a special group. You know, we love playing with each other. Just love being around each other every day. So, I mean, I'm not just having fun on the court. I'm having fun off the court with these guys as well.
That's one thing about this team, and every one of the guys I talk to, you probably at some point in your career probably been on a team where maybe it wasn't the closest knit group of guys. That really adds to what kind of team you are, isn't it? The fact that, and you know, I watch you guys on the road, you're all with each other, and it doesn't matter. It might be Tyler at this point, it's Lucas another time. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter for you guys. You're all, you know, all really close on this team.
Yeah, that's how I got to be. If you want to win, you know, you gotta be together. Got to trust each other and love each other on and off the floor. And you know, we spend every day with each other. You know, all hours of the day. You know, somebody's with each other at any point. We go to a lot of movies together. You know, we hang out with each other all the time. So a lot of people may think it's just us showing love on the court, but it's not like that. It's like we're a real family off the court as well.
Okay, so every family's got a black sheep, so I'm gonna ask you about this. So no, I'm not gonna get you in trouble. Who's the most talkative guy on the team? Who's the guy that just doesn't shut up?
Shane?
Yeah. I can see that. All right.
Shane.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Ah, oh, man, we got so many. Tyler Bennin.
Tyler
Bennin's
really?
A walk-on.
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of the funnier guys.
All right.
Frank.
Frank Ryder.
Yeah. Ev's hilarious.
Sure.
I don't know. I can't pick just one.
Okay.
It depends on the day and subjects, all that, all type of stuff.
Is one of the guys, a guy does pranks, maybe, you know, doing things to the guys on the team? Who would that be?
The prankster. I'd probably go with Shane, man. Shane. Yep. Yeah, Shane. Okay. Shane's from New York. He likes to joke around a lot. And yeah, he's probably one of the more outgoing guys on the team. And
who would be the most thoughtful guy? Who's the brainiac? Who would be the intellectual on this team?
I'm going to go with Evan or Alex on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alex.
Now, you haven't said a word about yourself. What role do you play in this team, then?
I don't know. I'm just here. I'm just here. I don't got no role. I'm just here, man.
We're not buying that now. Come on. And as becoming an upperclassman like you are, the things change when you become – because even when you got here 2 years ago, this team looked at you – what's your freshman time? Looked at you as a leader on the court. Now, as this thing has grown and you've gotten older and you've matured – the guys defer to you a little bit. Do things change as you get older and the way you kind of handle yourself or the comfort level you have?
Yeah, they have. As a freshman, I've had that respect, and Coach Boyle would always put me in his office and tell me to try to lead those guys, even if they were seniors, that they listened to me. And,
right.
I'm not going to lie. I was in the shell. You know, I was one of the younger dudes on the team.
That's tough to do when you're 18 years old, isn't
it? Trying to tell 23 and 24-year-olds what to do. So yeah. I didn't really know my role as a freshman, and I was nervous at times. But, you know, as I've grown older. I've become a better leader. Guys respect me more, and they honor what I say. And I think I've earned that just by my hard work on and off the floor. So they look at me for things to go right. So, you know, that's a role I wanted to be in. And Coach Boyle challenged me as a freshman, and I've progressively gotten better over the years. So
it's not easy when you've got to call guys on the carpet, is it? When you've got to get in their grill a little bit?
No, it's not.
And we saw that a game or two ago where you kind of called them and said, hey, enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy because, you know, guys get mad. Some get sensitive, but they know it's all love, and, you know, I want the best for them as they want the best for me. And this is the last time this entire group will play together.
That's right.
Maybe for the rest of our lives. We'll never have this whole team together. You know, we're losing two seniors. And, you know, we just want to send them out the right way and win as many games as possible. And we let a couple slip. But, you know, over the last couple of weeks, you know, we see we tied for first in the pack for the championship. And we want to win that. So I think over these last couple of weeks, we've been coming together. Like, you know, we can't afford no more L's. And we want it. We want it back.
I was saying to Coach Greer here a moment ago, you guys have, and Tad has used this line, you've gone from being the hunter to the hunted.
Yes, sir.
You walk into place, and just as the guy that does the games, I noticed that there's an energy in the building, right? The crowd's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
It seems like you're getting the opposition's, you know, best shot that night. Have you noticed on the court that maybe, you know, the intensity's rising a little bit because, hey, the Buffs are in town now?
Yeah, I think that's where we've messed up a couple times this year and let a couple bad ones slip. Not realizing that, you know, the teams are going to give us their best shot. And Coach would always tell us that. And, you know, sometimes for, you know, players, they went in one ear and out the other. And we regret it. You know, wish we can get some of them back. But we learn from them. You know, we had our film sessions and learn and just trying to progress and get better.
What keeps McKinley Wright busy away from basketball? When you need a break from basketball, okay? Okay, classwork, you got your classwork done. It's been a long season. I need to just relax and do something. What would McKinley Wright do?
I play video games and watch TV.
Is that right?
I'm not the guy that goes out a lot. Like, people don't see me a lot.
Okay.
Outside of if I'm going to class or I'm at the gym or going to get some food. If it's not one of those three things, I'm pretty much in the house. Watching college basketball or playing a game, just hanging with my teammates.
Do you have a talent that we don't know about? Can you juggle? Can you?
Nah, I can't juggle and none of that stuff. I'm
play
a gamer.
Guitar? Have anything?
No. I'm a gamer. Me and Tyler, we play games all day.
Yeah.
If, you know, we're not at the gym or in class and stuff.
Are you a trash talker on the court? I don't see you trash talking very often. You're subtle about it, aren't you?
Sometimes it gets to that point, but try not to be too obvious about it and try to let the game do more of the talking. But certain players, you know, you get into that battle with, and you know, you want to win it. So, I mean, it happens, but most importantly, it's coming out with wins.
Okay, you're coming down the court. So McKinley Wright grabs a rebound. You're coming down the court in a fast break, okay? When do you know I'm going to throw the alley-oop to a guy like Tyler Beck? Where does that come from?
Me and Tyler kind of had this little chemistry thing. Whenever he give me his finger, you know, he point up or he looks at me in the eye.
Right.
I know when he wants it up there. So we haven't gotten as many this year as we have over the last couple of years. But, you know, when it's there, I'm going to throw it to him.
He's kind of easy. I'm not denigrating your ability, but, you know, the way he jumps.
Oh, yeah.
Just get it anywhere near the basket up
there. It makes my job so much easier. Just throw it up there at the rim, and I know most of the time he's going to get it.
Yeah, without question. But that your shot has gotten better this season. You're being more aggressive with that, aren't you?
Yeah, coach. That's something coach really wanted me to do. You know, and one of our earlier meetings this season, in his office, he told me he wanted me to shoot more threes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's seen that the work I've put in on it every day before practice. You know, at least 30 to 45 minutes. Me and Deshaun are out there working. He's seen how hard I worked over the summer here, back home, and in Arizona. So, you know, when I put the work in, so my confidence has grown. My teammates support me; they trust in it. And my coaching staff as well.
Who did you maybe watch as a young man? But maybe the answer is recently with Kobe's passing.
Yeah.
About he was somebody. Who did you look up to when you were younger from a game standpoint?
Kobe. That's the reason I started playing basketball.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's all I can remember. I have so many memories of watching his games, and I bounced around as a kid a lot where I moved state to state. So I just remember in every state, you know, what games I was watching, what years it was, and all that
Lakers.
Stuff. So, yeah, I mean, Kobe was – that was my role model.
If you weren't playing basketball, what sport would you play?
Football.
All right.
Yeah.
You look like a defensive back. Huh? How many coaches tried to get you to play defensive back?
I played a little bit in high school.
Did you?
I played DB and wide receiver.
Yeah. Could you cover KD Nixon?
Nah. Nah, I wasn't that dedicated to the sport to put that much work in.
Did you ever play baseball?
Yeah, I played baseball. I played baseball, and I got hit in the ankle with a ball on the pitch, and I quit. I'm straight basketball. I played soccer as well.
Okay.
Broke my foot, quit that.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Hey, if it's affected hoops, don't do it, right?
Yeah.
How do you – I was kind of surprised the other day. The game opens up, and you're out there guarding a 6'6" or 6'7" Trace Tinkle. How do you go about – it's one thing when you got a guy 6'1", 6'2" across from you, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a powerful guy. When you got a guy like that, it seemed like you were kind of getting in his legs and he couldn't make any moves. You kind of like that challenge, though, don't you?
I did. You know, when coach told me I was going to guard him, I got a little excited. I'm smaller, obviously, but you know, when I'm on the court, it doesn't feel like that, honestly.
Sure.
I feel like I can guard a lot of positions, and coach challenged me with that assignment, and I think I did a fairly decent job on him. And you know, I take pride in my defense. You know, I told everybody this year I want to be first team defender in this conference. So. It's something I really take pride in, and I enjoy playing defense.
If you're not first team, it's going to be a crime in this league the way you played defensively this season. What's it going to mean to you? And I'm not putting the cart ahead of the horse. You guys got five games left. You got an awful big one coming up on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to mean to you the first time you step on a court for an NCAA tournament game?
Man, it's going to be a dream come true. I watched that since a kid growing up. Trey Burke and Shabazz Napier and Kemba Walker and Kentucky and Duke. I've watched so many teams, you know, play in this tournament, and you know, everybody's watching. Everybody around the world is watching, and you're out there playing a game you love in front of so many people. It's gonna mean everything.
Can you believe? I mean, you're just young. You're learning how life takes funny turns. But can you believe where this thing came? How you ended up here in Colorado? How different things would have been?
I mean, crazy.
You were on your way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was a roller coaster, man. I remember when I decommitted from Dayton, it was the day of my senior state championship game, and
okay.
I almost couldn't play. You know, I was in tears, and my mom called. So many people were just blowing up my social media, like, what is McKinley Wright going to do now? Where is he going to school? And it came out that morning, and by 7 o'clock that night, the tip-off, the opposing team, they were chanting, McKinley Wright, where are you going to school? And they were chanting, like, because the coach went to Indiana.
Yes.
So they were chanting Indiana. It was so many chants, and it was hard to play. You know, I played well. We lost, so that made it worse. And,
right.
It was a long journey. And
but here you are.
Yeah, I took my visit here, and I had a couple of visits set up after this one, and I just canceled them.
Is that right?
And I was like, you know, this is home.
And we're glad you're here.
Yes,
no
sir.
Doubt about that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I mean, this guy's putting a career down here at Colorado. He's going to be one of the great Buffs of all time. Give us a quick thought about this game. Big ball game coming up on Thursday night with USC.
It's a huge game. I know it's one of our rivalries, honestly. And, you know, we beat them at their place, and they're going to come in fired up and with a lot of energy trying to beat us. And I think we've won the last three times against them, so that's going to put a bigger chip on their shoulder. And, you know, as long as we're locked in on the defensive end and taking care of the ball and getting rebounds, you know, I like our chances.
Well, you look out there on the horizon, that's a Pac-12 championship.
Yes, sir.
Right out there, five games down
it's
the road.
Right there.
There you go. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
Hey. Enjoy watching this, guys, and calling his game. That's McKinley Wright, point guard for your Colorado Buffaloes. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, USC, 6:30, the pregame of the Colorado Basketball Network. One more time, I will come back on the other side. The women have got their final two home games coming up this weekend as well. J.R. Payne is going to join us next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Here's to the original social media. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller time.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. The original social media since 1975. Miller Lite can be enjoyed at any time and is better enjoyed offline, preferably by three or more friends at a bar. To experience Miller Time, call a buddy right now. In fact, call two. You can do that by using the numbers next to the hashtag on your phone. We used to call it a pound sign. Once you've called your friends, there's no need to look at your phone, not even to see the time. I'll tell you what time it is. It's Miller Time.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Redbox has the movies you've been waiting to see, starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box and streaming on demand. Joker. Don't miss Joaquin Phoenix deliver a thrilling and unforgettable portrayal of Gotham City's most infamous villain. Rent the newest movies fresh from the theater at Redbox. Just head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
It's game time rewards at Safeway, so listen up. Earn double reward points on participating items for gas or groceries and score big. Pay attention to the game plan because you could win 1,000 weekly cash giveaways and be entered to win the big prize, free groceries or gas for a year. Look for participating tags throughout the store. Go to getinthegamerewards.com to learn more and see official game rules. Safeway, get in the game.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Back one final time here at Corelli's on Buzz Prime Time. The Colorado women Coming up, a split this past weekend. They knocked off Cal on Friday night 64-57 and then lost in a heartbreaking fashion, 69-66. It was that close to being a sweep over the weekend. And I mentioned you guys gave her a hug when she walked up here tonight. You were saying you went to Red Robin with some of the team.
I went with my kids to Red Robin. I was drowning my sorrows in cheeseburgers.
There you go.
And a gentleman actually walked up to me, just a stranger at the table, and put his arm around me and said, "God, I'm so sorry." And I looked at him and said, "Oh, me too." Yeah.
That's excruciating. But you and I were just talking here. You got such a young team, and they've taken a top 10 team like Stanford to the wire twice now.
Yeah.
That's a learning experience. I know sure. It's hard to accept now, but there's learning that comes from
that. Yeah, there really is. You know, the emotional part of me doesn't want to hear it,
right.
You know, but the rational side of me does. I mean, we've taken three top 10 teams down to final possessions, and our team was just devastated. I mean, devastated.
What do you say afterward? How do you kind of approach that?
Well, I mean, I just told them I was unbelievably proud, you know, of our resiliency, our togetherness, our ability to compete like that, and that there's no pity party allowed. Like,
sure.
we have five games left or four games left as well before the conference tournament, and I will not allow anyone to hang their heads because the next 2 weeks are too important.
Amen. How was the reunion weekend? It sounded like we're out of town, but it sounded like it was a great weekend.
It was fantastic. For those that don't know, we had our 94-95 squad, including coaches, trainers, radio, back. They're the winningest team in the history of Colorado basketball, and all Americans. It was really special. So they got a lot of time together. We got time that our team got to spend with them. They shared many pearls of wisdom with our girls. It was really, really special. You know, they shared that they had this coin that they carried as a team, and they were expected to carry it all the time, and it said expect to win. And the coolest thing that happened during the Stanford game, you know, the next day, is down the stretch of that game, coming out of timeouts, our young players are breaking our huddle saying expect to win. Like, it was just
that's cool.
Incredible. That's
really cool
bond.
That team went 30-3, I think was the ultimate record. When it was all said and done, well, like you said, okay, no hanging heads. You got to turn around, you got more basketball to play. You got your final couple of games. You got the Arizona schools coming to town this weekend.
We do, So this is our final weekend at home, and it'll be Quinessa. We only have one senior. It'll be Quinessa's senior day on Sunday. Arizona and Arizona State, and these are two of the teams that we only play once. So we haven't seen them all year, and I think one of them is number 11, the other's number 16 or so. So two good teams.
Yeah, I got a couple of big ball games on Friday night, by the way. That game is at 7 o'clock, and then the senior day game for Q is at 12 noon on Sunday.
Yeah.
The way your team has competed, the way your team is playing, with four left to play, so you still got to deal with those, but I'd imagine this would be a team that everyone at the conference looks at and says, I'm not sure I want to play Colorado in a postseason tournament.
Well, if I were anybody else, I would not want to play us because we're not only, you know, talented enough and tough enough to compete, but we're angry, you know, after some of these close losses.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, Tara Vanderveer said after the game, "Guy, let's just stop playing. We don't need to play you anymore." And I said, yeah, that's right. But then in my head, I thought, no, we want to play you again.
Exactly.
They're such a great team. But we're a dangerous team, I would say.
Yeah. Without question. You got to get the sense that your team still kind of has that competitive, you know, a little bit.
I thought after the first time we lost to Stanford down there in overtime, I thought we hung our heads a little bit, you know, and just sort of showed our youth emotionally in that time. Right. But that's what I was saying about I'm not going to allow it. Not 1 second.
Get out there. We got the men out at home this weekend. Get out there and see the women on Friday and Sunday. Will you guys get out there and cheer them on? Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
J.R. Payne, she the women. Have got Arizona State on Friday. Thanks for joining us. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health stands shoulder to shoulder with bus fans as you live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
A dairy farmer got a text from one of his cows. You can now get an early warning tornado alert on the smoke detector in your home. Children at an off-the-grid orphanage in Tanzania are connected to the internet. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health wants to help you be relentless in your pursuit of living an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Redbox has the movies you've been waiting to see, starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box and streaming on demand. Joker. Don't miss Joaquin Phoenix deliver a thrilling and unforgettable portrayal of Gotham City's most infamous villain. Rent the newest movies fresh from the theater at Redbox. Just head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle has been presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.